Let's begin around page Resh Ayin Hey. Resh Ayin Hey, Halacha Gimel. Simenun, Resh Ayin Halacha Gimel, the laws of Birchas Hanenin. A person is not allowed to do our pleasure in this room before he makes a bracha. Hadava Shemavachim Olav Lechel Oilish Soysoy, Oilarech Bo, Oil Lasas Bamitzvah, Tsoshikach Oisakana Bracha Biad Yiminoi. Okay, so the first halacha that Yitzchok Noah says that you have to take it in your right hand. Lechatchila, when you make a bracha, you take a piece of food, and you take a piece of bread, you have to hold it in your right hand. That is the proper thing to do. V'chavein is the bracha hutzach l'varach alav. Before you begin the bracha, you should know already what bracha you're going to make. You should not start bracha to Hashem.
And then think of the bracha.
And then, oh, let's see what we got. We got peanuts. So let's see now. I'm going to make a hadama. I'm going to make a shahako. I'm going to make a eitz. You start reviewing the laws. No, that's wrong, because when you say the Hashem's name already, when you say Hashem's name, you surely have kavana what the end of the bracha is going to be. When you mention Hashem's name, you should know what the conclusion is going to be to make the proper bracha. Let's say you did not hold it at all. But that's not the ideal thing to do. It was presented afterwards. You made the bracha, and the food item is in the kitchen. Make a shahak, and then you motion to your wife, bring in the coffee. No, afal pish shebeshas abrocha hoisa daitoy olav lo yotza b'tzarech levarich sheinis.
Bracha
levatala. You must have the item at least in front of you. B'di'eved and lechatchila should be in your right hand. The whole shiloh, but a righty and a lefty, different opinions. A righty and a lefty, I believe a lefty holds in his left hand. I think what it says there in the Mishnah Berurah, lefty. The chilukah deis, everything with the righty and lefty, there are many different disagreements. If we look at a lefty's left hand to be the right of the world, but generally for this halacha, I think we believe if you're a lefty, you're supposed to hold it in your left hand. Any lefties here? Anyone a lefty? Mm-hmm. Me too, I'm also a lefty.
So what happened?
I'm in good company. Yeah?
What happens if there are certain foods that you bring in later? You make a mitzvah, you think on everything that you...
No, that's a good question. There's a difference for the bracha being chal at the moment, initially, relative to things coming later on. If you make a birchas hamoitzi, you make a shahako on a cup of coffee or on a piece of food that's a shahako, and the bracha was good, and now you bring out, they serve from the kitchen other foods which are shahako, you do not make another shahako. That's a given, because the shahako you made covers everything you're going to eat in this setting, in this meal, even though it's not in front of you. But for the first time you make the bracha, that it should not be a bracha levatola, that has a higher standard.
We know the exceptions to this. When you make a bracha sayayin, if there's something not here, it's not included and not taken and made.
Say that if you make a bracha sayayin, yeah.
So you have to have that the other wine is not here.
Correct. That's a special law for Hatayva HaMeitiv. To make the Hatayva HaMeitiv, the other wine may not be pressed in front of you, correct? That's a different bracha.
Right.
That's a different bracha, yeah.
Your question, which you had yesterday about Shalosh Shudas.
Yes.
You cut the Shalosh Shudas, you make a mitzvah.
Okay.
Then they bring in the nuts.
Okay.
For the food. So the chari, that's not, no matter what you thought, when you never thought, you thought I'd have some decent food, I'd have tuna. If they bring the fruits, you have to make a bracha. But if when you make the mighty Shalosh Shudas,
in front of you,
you see whatever the...
This is it. This is the main course.
This is your deal.
This is the deal.
So why am I saying this? Let's say you come to a house.
Yeah.
And usually sometimes the table's set. You have the grapefruit. You have the gefilte fish. Let's say you come in and everybody has a little bowl of ice cream in front of them.
Okay.
And then you make a mighty, and ice cream you can eat whenever you want. So usually we would make a shahakal and ice cream as a dessert.
But let's say it's an appetizer, yeah.
But over here you see, let's say it's more than ice cream. Let's say you have cake on the table.
On the table, okay.
And you have fruit on the table in addition to the serving.
Okay, okay.
So since it's there already...
I don't think it makes a difference. If the mindset, you come to a big meal, they already put for the end of the meal. Sometimes they do that. They put the dessert already on the table. The food's
right.
There for the end of the meal. It's assumed the food is a dessert. So you
no,
still.
It's part of the meal.
Okay, if it's part of the meal, then you would not make a bracha.
No, because when you're making that moitzi, the only thing on the table that's food besides this is things that, you know.
Regular things that you're going
to
eat.
That are not regular things, that are other fruits. The regular things they bring in. That's
a different shayla. Here, the issue is you're making a bracha. It should be a bracha
levata. This is the reverse situation.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Because
rules,
just like
yes.
you have to have the bracha in front of you, if you have the other things, does that.
It's a different standard. It's an entirely different standard because you're making the bracha the very first time and it has to be chal on the food that's right in front of you.
Yeah. You're going to go over the halacha. You go to a shmuris board.
Yes.
One thing that make a shahakal.
Yes.
And maybe at that moment you don't have in mind that I'm going to eat something.
No, the assumption is if you had a shmuris board, the assumption is anything you're going to come across in the entire room, you're going to it's going to include in that shahakal. That's pashut.
Shahakal,
that's
it,
you're done. One item, absolutely.
You're not going to eat fruit?
Absolutely. Fruit is not a shahakal. No, you have to make a boy on the fruit. A shakal does not potter fruit. I don't know why you think that. If you make a shakal on food, shakal, you're not potter for fruit.
So shakal doesn't.
Does not potter the fruit, only potter the things that are shakal. When you eat food, you make a bracha on the boy, will come to those halachas soon. You make another bracha on the boy, prior eats, the boy, prior dumb, or boy, prior mazonos.
But you really convey a suda on the smorgasbord because.
That's a very problem.
You get to regular meal, it's an hour and a half later.
The food by a smorgasbord is usually much more elaborate than the food by the meal. What is it by the meal?
They
serve some artwork. Yeah, it's true. I mean, think about it. They serve much better food. What is it by me? They serve a piece of meat. They serve a small. It's nothing compared to how much you can stuff yourself at a smorgasbord. Especially a good smorgasbord. Yeah?
Unless they put these little halos.
It's a very big problem.
People
have been talking about this for years already. That the whole thing doesn't make any sense according to halacha. The smorgasbord, when you have a meal.
You should wash
the
smorgasbord. Some you do, some you don't.
You know the breadsticks they put out all the time, the sticks there. You know, there was an Israeli, there was an Israeli came to the first smorgasbord he ever saw in America, a friend of his, and his eyes popped. And he started stuffing. Then his friend comes up to him and said, "Did you see the cutting pieces of Israeli? Have a piece." He says, "I don't have room." She says, "Do what they do in Rome. Go outside to the bathroom, put your finger in your mouth, clear out, and come back." He says, "If I had room for my finger, I would put in another piece of food."
Okay, it is indeed a problem. It's not so simple. Okay, halacha, and it's definitely very not very healthy either, that's for sure. Okay, now, another quick thing that's not mentioned over here, this came to my, I found to be interesting because I came across this last week in Parashas Truma. It says in the Pasuk that Mishkan was made from Atze Shitim Oimdim. Atze, which means that had to be standing. From here we learn, Chazal and Halacha, that every time you do a mitzvah, you have to hold it in its natural way. Lulav and Eshruk, the classic example is Lulav and Eshruk. How do you hold Lulav and Eshruk? You have to hold it standing up the way it grows. That's why when you want to make a bracha, and you want the bracha to be overlasiyasim, what's the common minug? It's to hold the esrog upside down. Why holding it upside down is going to help you? Why? Because you're not yet to the mitzvah, you hold it upside down. Atse, just like the Mishkan was constructed, atse shitim oimdim, the krushim was standing, the way they grew out of the ground, so to every mitzvah you do must be positioned in the way where the object grows. So if you hold your esrog upside down, lo yatsa. That's not atse shitim omdim. That's why you can make the bracha and you're not yotza. The bracha is oiver la'asiyas. And then you turn the esrog upside down. You can turn the lulav upside down also, but I don't think it's a good idea. Now, here's the interesting shayla. Interesting shayla is when you make turning it sideways. Is that called a yotza the mitzvah? So l'chora, it is. What's the biggest proof? The brichim and the badim. What were the badim made from? The badim were made from atzei shitim. How did the badim grow? They grew like the krushim, standing up. And how were the brichim put into the mishkan? Horizontally, right? So l'chayav akasha. How could it be? How could it be then that when you're it has to be standing? When even in the mishkan itself, the atzei shitim for the brichim was sideways. So from here, the poskim say a very interesting insight. Sideways in halacha is equal to standing upright. The only time it's a violation of atzei shitim oimdim is only when it's upside down. When it's upside down, that's already lo yatsa. Sideways is just as good as up. So if a person takes an esrog and he holds it sideways, and he makes the bracha, you've lost out on the ability to fulfill the concept of oiver la'asiyasa. When it comes to food, I don't know if there is such a thing. I have not seen anywhere. When you make the bracha, in that article that I read, they talking about making a bracha on food, you make a food bracha, let's say you got an apple. Is there such thing? We learned over here this halacha, making a bracha on the apple. So you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. If you're left hand, your left hand. When you make the bracha, is there such a thing as holding the apple right side up? What is there any hiddur in holding the apple right side up as opposed to holding it sideways or holding it upside down?
Is there hiddur eating the whole apple rather than slices?
There is. Yeah, I think he talks about it later on. There is. Yeah, there is. That's the next halacha. There isn't a hiddur in a hole, something a shaleng, unless there's a shash of worms, so you have to inspect it first, or it's not derech achila pits, but where possible, it's a hiddur to make a bracha on a davar shaleng. I didn't see anywhere. Maybe I'm just wondering what you can. He talks about that, of course. Right, of course. Of course, if it's not practical, the halacha does not apply. But where you have a situation where it is derech achila, there's no harm, and in fact, that's how you eat strawberries, right? So how do you? Some people eat whole strawberries. And they just don't need the end of the part that has the strawberries today have become condemned, unfortunately. It's poor strawberries because of the bugs. But is there where it doesn't hurt you to eat, make a bracha on a davar shalem, he's going to mention that l'chatchila you should make a bracha on a davar shalem, just like we have this idea that you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. I did not see anywhere if there is such an aim of holding it right side up. L'chatchila, yeah. When it comes to a mitzvah, there is such an inyan that atzei shitim oimdim. We do find this idea. It should be right set up. If you're making a bracha, the bracha is the chashivas to the object. You give chashivas to the object the way the object came into the world, standing right side up. You know, some go to an extreme with regard to this halacha of atzei shitim oimdim. They want to say that even the aron, what was the aron made from? It was made from atzei shitim. What about the flat part, the part on the bottom? So I told you the brichim for sure. Right? The brichim, you're not going to go tell me the brichim were made for they take a piece of wood and they had brichim. They cut the brichim horizontally. That's not shach. But the board of the aron is brought down. That some of the rishonim learned that the aron was two and a half amos long. It had a very big trunk of a tree, very massive atzei shitim, and they cut a slice from a very thick piece of wood, so that even the bottom part, the horizontal portion of the aron, was oimdim. It's in the aron the way it grew, not taking a beam this way and lying it down on the side. That's how far this halacha goes, wherever possible. I saw this article in the Kuntres. You know that in the little publication they put someone put out now, the Kuntres. They sell it with Ami magazine and with Mishpacha and Bina. Right next to those magazines, a little new publication called Kuntres.
Some people have too much hands up.
It's a business. It's parnasa.
Too much time on the
It's a very good business. Full of advertisements. They have articles.
He says it in the same as someone, or he
of course
wants to make a new chumra.
No. Everything is every it's my chasan. Every sheet is cited. The sources. These are Torah articles. He has a collection of Talmidei Chacham that send in articles. He published articles. They have footnotes. Everything is. I just read it very quickly. That's why I didn't think I was going to say it over. I would have prepared the sources a little better. But this is a very interesting article. I read it very quickly. This idea of when you make a bracha on a mitzvah, the mitzvah has to be l'chatchil, the way it grew from the ground, aseh shidim oimdim, and his main discussion was that you see from the berichim, it was horizontal, and it's not a problem. From that you learn that the only time you violate this idea is only when it's upside down, not when it is horizontal. And I'm just coming to extrapolate from that now, that when you have over here a bracha, l'chora, maybe there's such an inyan that you
so
should...
So if you cut a piece from the trunk, a big piece for the arm, you have to make sure that the bottom is the bottom, the top is the top.
That's right.
Flip it over,
that would be part of, yeah, that's right. It would be upside down. It would be upside down. Exactly. It would be very problem. Absolutely. That's all part. Exactly. That's what it says. Atzei shitim oimdin. Absolutely. It's a very big, it's a chiddush. He saw all the sources who says this.
So it makes more sense that he bought a vertical and he put it down. Because that's like
brichim,
it's the...
You're not messing up, right.
You cut it this way...
You have a chashash upside down, you're in a lot of trouble. It's right. So is it stronger? Is it not stronger? So you good? You can write a letter. Maybe they'll publish. There's no. It's, you know, it's interesting. Years ago, I was in camp, so I used to have woodwork. It's a very big difference in the strength. They do construction. A lot of chachma. If you're going against the grain, you're going with the grain. It's also it makes a very big difference in if it's going to be horizontal the way it grew. It's a whole different type of strength. The engineering as a whole, it will have a whole different physical quality.
They didn't have electric sewers then. They had to do it by hand. That's
yeah. So it would then be well. Then it would be you.
Lasers.
You would be they going. It would be easier.
Laser.
It would be you would be going against the grain by cutting it that slice. But I think structurally, how
and
strong
if you get
would it
not
be?
Not a metal blade.
Okay, let's go further. Let's now go to the next halacha. Now, there's something else we have to mention about water fountains. Big, big shiloh. Water fountain. So we just thought if you make a bracha and the food is not in front of you, the food is not in front of you, so it's a bracha levatala. How do you make a bracha when you want
to
take a drink from a water fountain?
You have to press the button first.
So if you don't press the button, the water is not there, right?
Yeah.
It's in the pipes. Maybe that is colder, I don't know. And if you press the button, the water that's coming out now is not the water you're going to be drinking. Even if you press the button, you put your foot down on the pedal, or you have some type of high-tech electronic gizmo, motion detector, and the water is now coming out of the water fountain. By the time you finish making your bracha, it's already new water. That's not even been in existence.
So maybe there's a chumrah you have to have from a cup.
Okay, so I don't know the answer. All I know is that Rav Moshe says it's okay. You can make a bracha in a water fountain. It's already considered. Do you have to? It doesn't discuss pressing the button, not pressing the button before and after. I don't know. I don't know the answer. He talks about now a straw. He's going to quote the Shemesh of Allah because of a straw, but it requires more eon. It's not so simple. It's not so simple making a bracha, a water fountain, because, well, we just learned. It has to be in front of you. It's not in front of you. Where is the
but
water?
It's attached to the water.
Yeah, so that's the heter. That's pretty much the heter. Is it an ideal thing to do? The whole world does it. I don't know what the answer is. This reminds me of the story of Avigdor Miller. Avigdor Miller, he once was a bachur in yeshiva, and he saw him in the hall drinking. He moved his lips, and he took a sip from the water fountain. So Avigdor Miller said to him, come here, did you make a bracha? So he said, yes. So I saw how you made the bracha. Make another bracha. And if you're worried about the Moitz Hashem Shemam Levatolo, I accept full responsibility. In the Olam HaEmes, I'll take responsibility for the type of bracha you made before you took that sip from the water fountain. Don't worry about it. Make another bracha properly. But this is something just to think about. Now look what he says over here on the bottom, very interesting about straws. Gimel. Ella Shahaya Lafonov Kishi Varich Olaf Boy Bishal Shuvas Prisade Bimisha Berch Be Khaloy my Birch because this now okay, this is different. I think about something else, but Khalom Shahakal, Shahalom Shoy Semayim, okay, this is a different Indian. He thought about Shahalom Shoy Semayim, Behakes Mishnasa, Wutsama, so he made a brach in his dream. Then he wakes up and he's thirsty. Even though in your dream you made a bracha, you have moved your lips. You did, but that you're yoshin, you're sleeping, you're not bracha. Yuva, the oy, the hamayim, shashayse, lohoye, lofon of the chaloymai was not before you in your dreams. Okay, very bizarre question. If you make a bracha in your dream, you wake up, you cannot be sitting on that bracha, you have to make another bracha because it was not the fun of. Strua, I'm sorry, I'm prepared from the other shems from Allah. He has a lot of additions. He discusses there making a bracha. Oh, here it is. Dal, let's jump down. Okay, Mishum Bezoin Bracha, even though it's the next issue we discuss now. Ko'es Nehagim Harbe Bevoyam Lebes HaMizrach, when they come to Lebes Ha. What's that? A marzeach?
A bar.
Lishdoi smayim v'shar mini mashkim shoyis ma'idei kash cholul shnoisim behabakbuk u'moitzitzim misham a straw. Okay, who doesn't know from a straw you go out to a baseball game and you go to the Super Bowl and you go and you buy
a straw.
So with the shaila, you're making the bracha. And he's not addressing, I told you it's not b'fanav. It is b'fanav, it's not an issue. He's really addressing it's a bezoyah. It's not the proper way to make a bracha. We learned in the previous thing, the way you make a bracha, you have to hold in your right hand, it should be b'fanav, it should be a chavoyt. Making a bracha and then sitting from a stool, that's not the real way you drink in Chazal's vision of making a bracha. So is it proper or not? So he basically says it's not the right thing to do. Wherever possible, you should make a bracha and drink directly from the cup, and then later you should use the straw. If you give the soita, the woman, you bring it to Mishnah, you give it to drink from the Me'am Marim through a straw, that's not called that. V'hishka es ha-soita, v'hishka isa. You give it a drink. How is that called drinking in Chazal's terminology? So the Gemara doesn't have an answer. That's how children drink, Rashi says. So that's not called drinking.
So maybe that's a good teretz. Since children drink that way.
But if that was good enough, it would be good enough for the Gemara. The Gemara wants an adult form of drinking. Since an adult who drinks does not drink, like, that's why the Gemara is a shayla, does not conclude if a soita drinks in such a fashion, if she was yoitza the mitzvah of drinking the Me'ah Marim.
That goes, I remember, I don't want to say for sure, but I think Rav Quinn, that's how, when he came to drink to the water fountain, he took a cup and he filled it up.
He filled it up.
Yeah.
So there are two in Yonim, it appears.
There's another reason, because people would give you slices when you didn't go to
not to him.
You got it too.
You got it.
What if you drink like this, Rav?
That's
Do you want to consider that normal drinking?
Yes, the Gemara says, the story Navi.
Navi, but doesn't it was drinking? They bowed down. That was they checked out the Hudra for the Zara on their knees.
They
what?
They didn't do it that way because they didn't do it that way. They slurped it straight.
But that was mad. That was a matter of bending on their knees. That was a shasat chak. That's not. So how did they make the bracha?
On the egg,
I don't know the answer.
It was actually used by people.
Who was it?
Gidain
did it. He picked out the.
He picked out people who did have the zara. People who did have
the
zara.
The soldiers, but the guy.
But people who are used to bowing on their knees. People who used to bowing.
You hold your hand under the fountain. The water comes out. You're on the cup.
It's not clear.
You
is that called drinking? It's not clear. All we take away from this is two yisaitas. Number one, there's an inyan of bezoyon, and there's an inyan of halacha that it has to be in front of you. When you're dealing with a straw, you're dealing with a water fountain, it's obviously not ideal. Number one, it's a bezoyon. It's not the proper way you make a bracha on something, holding in your right hand where it's in front of you. And number two, you get into shilas that it's not really in front of you. Water fountain, you turn on before, after, the water is here, it's coming from the pipes. It's okay. There's no question, b'diavad, it's good. Oilam, this is the minhag oilam, it's definitely good. Yotza, is it proper? If you have a choice, if you're able to have a cup and take a small amount of water first and make a shakal on something else, and then afterwards take a sip of water from the water fountain or from the straw, obviously that would be ideal. Well, you don't have a choice. Obviously, it's good.
There was a period of time when Chaim Berlin insisted that the kids eat pizza with a fork and a knife.
Chaim Berlin, I went to Chaim Berlin.
In little grades, it was a very short period of time that they told the kids to eat properly.
And then what happened?
That you eat with a fork. You don't eat it with your hands.
And then what happened? What happened?
The mayor also
said that way. It's double shirah. It's not a guy. People didn't want to listen. There's a pizza.
They finally got a grip.
Okay, interesting. So this,
the stores didn't want to pay so much for the
fork and knife.
Yeah.
The plastic fork and knife. Okay, so this is something very interesting that I don't think we'll normally think about this.
The straw rabbi is getting asked for people in the hospital or people in bed who can't get...
Of course, you have no choice. Of course, you have no choice. That's what I'm saying. We have no choice, you have no choice. That's
so you ship if you take it through a straw. It's not derech achilo.
It is derech achilo. We know that it's derech achilo. We know that. But there is just... we should be sensitive of what is the ikar and what is the topel. The ikar is to hold it in your hand, your right hand, and to make a bracha b'derech kavod. It should be shalem, it should be chashuv. You can't do it. There are certain things that you can't do. Lo yotza, if the food's not in the room, if the food is in the kitchen, you make a bracha on the table and you expect to be served later on, lo yotza. If it's right in front of you, through the pipes, the water fountain, obviously yotza. Is it ideal? No. If you can do better. If you can't do better, you can't do better. That's all it's about. Let's see what it's over here in Halacha Dalet. If a fruit falls out of your hand, and then it falls, the nevar gets lost, it becomes disgusting. So what do you do now? So you made the bracha before you had a chance to eat it, it's spoiled. This happens every so often. You make a bracha, boire priya gofen. Bam. Holy falls on the floor. Ever see that? So what's the law? Im yesh lufan of oi. If on the table there's something else that you can eat, that will be the bracha. Do that. Yesh lufan of oi. Mimin zev gam daito chayso lechol oi lishtoys yoyse mimash lokach v'yaday. V'im kein chayso abroch gam al hanishar. V'ein etzok levarich then. V'ein etzok levarich shenis. You don't have to make a bracha a second time. Aval b'stam lechol abrocha rak al mash shoye b'yaday. But if you did not have kavanah that you're going to eat these things later in the meal, and the only kavanah was what you have in front of you, then the ainet tzach avol mstam lechol habracha rak al mash shayu biyadoi v'tzach levarich shenis, you have to make another bracha. V'chein afilu chayisa dayt lechol lishtos yoser. Even if your kavanah was to eat and drink more ela shaloha yilfanu b'shas habracha, but it wasn't in front of you in the kitchen. It's all the good stuff. I made a shahakal or mezainos, and in the kitchen there's more things, and I'm planning on eating it. I know all about it. I know what's on the menu, but it was not in front of you. And now the thing that I want to eat got spoiled, and it's not possible for me to eat it. Then in this instance, you have no choice. You have to make the bracha. Afilu beinyan shemcha yachal ashos sasarishon lo hayitzok levarich al zeh shuva shehuva. Even if you normally make, like this one you said before, a meir, if you make a bracha, showing the standards are different, if you make a bracha shakel, and now you would bring it from the kitchen to other foods, you would not need to make a new bracha. That's very good. We already made the first bracha. Once you get going, keep on going, you don't have to stop. But in order for the bracha to be chal for the very first time, if the food is not in front of you on this table, even though you had kavana to eat later on in the meal, it's not going to help the very first bracha, and you need to make a second bracha. V'lo ha'yitzach l'varech al zeh shuhu v'lo. Ha'cha shiny here, it's different. Here you have to make another bracha. Okay, halacha hey. Tzor shlo yafsik yosin v'chlei diba bin ha'brocha l'achila. When you make the bracha, there can be no delay. As soon as you finish making the bracha, you must immediately eat it. This halacha not anyone knows. You're not allowed to talk when you're chewing. Not because of sakana. Forget about sakana. It's a bracha levatala. The bracha is chal on the swallowing. The swallowing is when you derive pleasure, real substantial pleasure. So the chewing is just a preparation for the swallowing. So if a person talks during this chewing, you have to make another bracha. Not everyone knows that. Afilu b'shas lisa also hafsik ad sheyivla. To ala lisa in a tzach bracha, you don't need to make a bracha for chewing. V'im hifsik b'dibur ben habracha l'achila, shloim ein hachila. If you talk, and what you said, you made a mistake, you were chewing. And while you were chewing, you said, pass the salt. Or pass me a cup of soda, a cup of water. To picture what, because you need what you said, what relates to the eating. I need this in order to enhance my eating. So then, b'di'evit, you don't need to repeat the bracha. Sarich lachsar v'imhivsek b'diba b'na bracha le'achila shloimin ha'achila tzach shloimin ha'achila tzach lachsar ulevarich alim shabashtika. But if you just shabashtika, you're quiet. There's a delay of time. If your person makes the bracha and there's a delay for whatever reason, but he does not speak, it's okay. And certainly if your delay is because you're waiting for someone to bring out salt or bring water, whatever the case is, that is not a problem whatsoever. If a person wants to eat a very large fruit and he wants to cut pieces, so here is the dilemma. What's going to be? If I'm going to make a bracha on the fruit, there's a mila making a bracha on a complete fruit, but it's going to take me a minute to slice it. So by the time I slice it, my bracha will be made on the whole fruit. I'm going to have to slice it. It's a very hard fruit. So then, the time I finally swallow will be 5 minutes later. So is that proper?
Yeah.
So maybe I should first slice it, and then make the bracha, and not delay it, and immediately put it in my mouth. So he says, no, delay is not a problem. It's better to make the bracha on something which is complete, even though you're going to have a delay until you actually swallow it. This that you're waiting, loy havi hefsek mishum shuhul tzarech achila. Ach, kishavaytz lechal ezer pri vein lo yoyser. If you're only eating one fruit, and it's all you got. And it might very well be this food is spoiled, it might be worms. It's full of worms. So then if I'm going to make a bracha on a food that's sholem, there's a risk, I'll cut it open, I'll find it's full of worms, and then I won't be able to eat. So then it will be a bracha levatala. So in this instance, it's better to overlook the maila of a priest shalim and make a bracha and first cut it so you don't have any shilas. You have to ken open up first, v'yivdekena, and inspect it, koydem habracha. Halacha vav, hashoyt semayim v'shafach
mat. That's what happened with the pizza, because guys would let's say, kaveya wash for the pizza, and then they would have to say, give me a knife, bring me a knife, and bring me this, and it took like forever. It
took too long, I don't think that's the reason.
Nah,
that's not the reason. We know that's not the reason. Yeah, yeah.
When you have an orange, when you want to eat an orange, you have to cling to this. You have to eat. You have to make the bracha on a full orange, then
right.
Cut
oh.
The orange, and then you have to eat.
Right.
That seems so.
It's
a delay.
So I don't know the answer. You never saw someone make a bracha on an orange and then peel the orange. You never seen this, right? I've never seen this.
No.
So why don't we do that? Why isn't that
you peel it, it's still shalom.
It's not the same thing. It's not shalom deepa. I don't know the answer. I really don't know. You gotta look into that.
Grapefruit,
if you've never seen someone go, maybe the preparation, it could be that the preparation is so significant, there's so much that has to be done, that's already a different league. If you have an apple, and it's just a matter of cutting a slice, that delay is insignificant. To peel an orange can get very tedious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thin peel during different seasons of the different types of oranges. It's an avoida. It's not. So maybe that's too significant as an avoida. That's why we don't do it like that.
Also by nuts. Someone's eating, let's say, shelled nuts.
Shell nuts.
Usually they'll shell
the boy
nuts,
creates.
And then when they have a couple of front of them, then they'll make the bracha. They won't.
So you're supposed to, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take on a complete nut?
In the shell, but I'm saying people just want to make the bracha close to the eating, so...
But it's saying it's not a maila, it's better to make it on something that's sholein, that's complete. But it could be...
No, I
don't know, we have
to... The longer there's a lay, the more likely someone by accident is going to make a hepsis.
That's right. So you have to have a balance. Obviously, you have to have a balance of when it's kedai. It's a maila in making a bracha and davar sholem versus the danger of having a hefsek in the middle. It, like you were saying, it appears there are different levels of like nuts also. Maybe nuts doesn't apply such a concept. It's called a davar sholem with a shell, and we take into consideration the shell. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Or maybe, you know, I'm not a good shell opener.
A sabra.
Are you a good shell opener? Pistachios. Yeah, well, you good at that? I'm not so good. Your mouth. No, I don't use my mouth. I use my fingers. So it could be not everyone is such a mumche. You don't want to stop playing around. You make the bracha and then stop playing around. You don't want to get involved, so you make the bracha already after it's stover shalom, it's ready to go. Yeah?
When you're dipping the apple.
You dip the apple in the honey.
It's always sliced.
The apple is always sliced.
Your mother sliced.
Before you make the bracha. So why is that so? Why is that correct? Why don't you make the bracha?
Because instead of giving out 10 apples,
ten pieces. It's a practical matter. Okay, this is very interesting. We're learning. Knowledge is dangerous. Small amount of knowledge. Everything you learn, you see how complicated. You come to question.
You see, we're paying attention.
You eat Riman. You eat Riman as a Siman?
No.
Reminder. You know,
I know.
Did you see anyone held a salad, make the bracha, and then peel it apart to eat it?
There's too much work.
They sell today all
cut.
The seeds. They sell the seeds.
Yeah,
the
it's much no, too much. It's hard. It's not
Unless
even.
Unless you have one of these dishes, you cut it and you bang on it and you wait till you get
You
a,
got me. These are tough questions. I don't know the answer. There is a mile in a davar shalom. Now we do know. Why don't we do it? It's just probably it's too tedious.
My historical.
Yes.
Idea. You didn't have refrigeration, you had an apple, you would never cut an apple and leave it open because it would get
spoiled.
So you had your apple, you had your full fruit, you made the bracha and you cut from it. Today, we don't care, you know, it's no big deal about it.
But it doesn't change the halacha. It doesn't change the halacha. The halacha is supposed to be davar sholem. Okay.
Is it halacha or it's a... you don't say. Sorry.
Okay, let's go. Halacha hashoyse mayim b'shavach b'shmad ma'ad kodem shtiyasai b'shem chashash mayim haram. Kabbalistic inyan. Anyone do this? Before you drink, you're supposed to pour off some of the water. We don't do this with Zman Hazeh. But it used to be a big thing, Alpi Kabbalah, when you have a cup of water, you don't just drink. You have to pour off some of the water. You got to give a little portion to the Sitra Acha. Okay, no one does this today. I haven't seen anyone do this today. But let's say a person does that. Shaila is, when should you do it? When should you give a gift to the Satan? Before you make the bracha or after you make the bracha? Hashoyse mayim v'shoyvech ma'at koidem shtiyosai mishum chashash mayim haram, these evil demons lurking in the water. Yishbech koidem sheyask levarich. If it's your custom, do it before you make the bracha. V'loy achar bracha mishum bezoin habracha, because then it's a disgrace to the bracha. You're making the bracha on a cup of water, and then some of the water you pour, you give away to the satan. It's like you're giving a bracha to the satan. That's not the right thing to do. First pour away some of the water, give it to the satan. Then you make the bracha, and then you drink the mayim. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, let's not take a break, because I have to go early. I have to go in a few minutes. Let me just, by the way, just for a couple of minutes.